Well, welcome back to another Sun City Shadow Hills podcast. I'm Bob Furring, and today I'm going to interview Dennis Gilmore, who is with the Osher Institute. We've got tons of things going on here at Sun City Shadow Hills, but for people who are interested, Osher is a wonderful program that I want to bring to your attention. Dennis, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk about Osher.
So, tell us about it.
Osher is a national organization. It's based out of San Francisco, the Osher Foundation. There are about 119 Osher institutes across the country, all tied to universities and colleges from the Northeast to the Southeast to the western part of the United States. And they are primarily the same programs throughout. The tie to the university is mostly to the continuing education program. And Osher is for seniors age 50 and over. That doesn't mean that we don't have younger people in the classes, but it's basically for 50 and over. The classes are primarily during the day, and they're tied to the semesters at the colleges. So we have a spring and summer semester that's going on right now. We have a winter and a fall semester. So it's a program that has classes that are 6 weeks long per semester, and then we end up that semester with classes that are 3 weeks long. So you have your opportunities to attend either one of those. There is a low membership fee of $50 to be a part of Osher, and then classes are... You can take classes as many as you want at $50 a class. And again, they go from either 6 weeks, and if you want to do a three-week class, then it's $25 a class. So it gives you an opportunity to be in as many classes as you would like and participate that way. The classes range anywhere from natural history to art to economics to physics to the arts to theater. There's a wide range of classes that you can choose from.
I see. And I know you've got an age demographic. Is there a psychographic that you look for in marketing this program?
No. When we market it, it's really marketed to the whole area, even though it's primarily for the 50 and up. It's open to all of Coachella Valley, and if we have people that are interested, then they have their schedules will allow them to come to classes during the day. That we don't turn anybody away.
Mm-hmm. Are you associated with UC Riverside or with Cal State San Bernardino?
We're associated with Cal State San Bernardino, the Palm Desert campus.
I see.
The Osher program is part of Cal State San Bernardino, but the only Osher program is on the Palm Desert campus.
I see.
And we have an executive director that runs the program, and there is a board of directors, and then there are several standing committees that that develop the marketing curriculum and so on.
Mm-hmm. And where are the classes physically held?
They're held on the Palm Desert campus at Cal State San Bernardino. Most of the classes are in the Mary Rogers building, the administration building. Most of them are in the Oliphant Auditorium or in classes upstairs, and then there are several classes in the Indian Wells Theater and the education building on campus.
I see. And for people not that familiar with the area, that's basically at the freeway and Monterey, correct?
No, it's it's off the freeway at Cook. It's off of Gerald Ford and Cook. And again, we're looking for other satellite locations, including some in Palm Springs. And out here, there's been some discussion with Palm Desert, Sun City Palm Desert, that there might be some interest there. So as we go along, we will pursue that very actively about getting satellite areas.
I see. Now, I actually attended an Osher class a couple of years ago affiliated with UCLA, which had to do with food. And what we did was there was about an hour of class time talking about the ethnic food that we were going to study. And then we went for dinner at an ethnic restaurant. And I thought it was great fun. You touched the general outline of the various classes, but could you tell us some specific classes that might interest the residents here?
Sure. We have a gentleman that was a director producer on Broadway for many years, and does a lot of programs on Broadway theater and the stories that he has about his directing there. And he's also an artist and does a lot of classes on artwork, including art forgeries, how you can tell what is a real painting and what is not. Those are very active and very involved. Some of the ones that we're doing this summer and spring, there's one on Islam, there's one on the electoral system, there's one on Buddhism, there are two different programs on films and the making of films. There's one on the international cinema, there's one on birds of Coachella Valley. We're starting to do a few interactive classes. A couple of semesters ago, we did our first class where we did Reader's Theater, and it allowed the participants to get up off their feet. It wasn't a lecture class. It was an interactive class, so they had an opportunity to interact with each other. So that proved very, very interesting to people, and it's on the agenda for later on. You talked about that one that you went to in UCLA. We have kind of a similar program. We have 680 members in Osher right now, and we do member only programs. And some of those are that we've done this past year. We went to Melvin's in Palm Springs, and he gave us a 45-minute program on his stories about what's happened to him over the years. And then people were invited to stay and have lunch. We did the same thing with Frank DeSalvo at Frank's place. He entertained us for about an hour. And then people stayed and had lunch at Frank's place. And then this year we've got the press secretary for Richard Nixon, who was there when he left office. He lives here in the Valley, and he's going to take the group on a tour of the Nixon library. And So we do those kind of programs for our members, and we use them also to recruit new members. So it's not just classroom settings; it's a lot of activity that goes on just about continued learning for seniors.
Mm-hmm. And so when will the class schedule for the fall be announced, and when will classes begin approximately?
The classes have already been decided by the curriculum committee for the fall and for the winter, for that matter. The catalog will go out sometime around mid-August, and classes start on October 31st, mm-hmm. and we'll run through the 28th of November.
Okay.
And when the classes start, they run 5 days a week. There are normally two classes a day. They're 2 hours in length. Some of the cinema classes are 3 hours, but that's basically the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And so the catalogs will go out, sometime in the middle of August. I'm not sure what the deadline was for the catalogs to be finished. So,
if people listening to this are interested, what's the first step they should take?
They could call the office and get on our mailing list. And when they do that, then when the catalogs are ready, they'll be sent out to them. We also mail out catalogs to people. So the best thing to do is to phone and get that information.
Okay. And just so people know, that it's spelled O-S-H-E-R. And,
right, O-S-H-E-R.
And why don't you give us the telephone number, please?
The number is 760-341-2883, extension 78121.
Okay. Okay, well, that's great. And we have lots of things I learned talking to Dennis before we started recording, that he is actually a resident here of Sun City Shadow Hills. And so hopefully if things go well with the Sun City Palm Desert location, not only would that be a good close by location for our residents to go, maybe we'll get something going here.
Yeah, we would love to do that. As a matter of fact, the committee that is in Shadow Hills that has the programs during the season where they have speakers come in on Thursday evenings.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked with them about getting Osher involved, and last year Cash Baxter, one of our instructors, came and talked to that group.
Oh.
It wasn't about Osher, but it was about some of his escapades as a director and producer on Broadway.
Mm.
And I talked to the president at that time about bringing somebody from Osher in. So yes, we have some interest in maybe this being considered a satellite area.
That's
in
great.
The future.
That's great. Well, I am continually surprised by the number of activities that are available to people who live here. Not only is there great golf, there's all kinds of other things that people can get involved in if they choose to. And Dennis, thank you so much for telling us about Osher. I hope that people are going to get interested and get involved with the program. This is great.
Well, thank you. We are looking to increase our membership from the 680 number up to 1,000 within the next 2 to 3 years, and we're looking for those people that are interested in continuing learning as they grow more mature as individuals, and we've got a great program for them.
Great. Okay, well, thank you so much, and that's going to wrap up another podcast. Hopefully you're interested in this, and if you'd like to find others that would be interesting, please go to the website and look up an inch or down an inch. And I've done more than 50, and I think that you'll find some others that would be interesting. So until next time, thank you for listening, and try to stay cool in this hot, hot summer.